Have you had your patience tested lately? Oh, I think if we have a pulse, we all have in some shape or form. There really isn't a day that goes by that for some reason I don't have to stop, ask Jesus to take the wheel, take a deep breath, and maybe even count to 10. I'm trying to teach my girls this process of not letting impatience get the best of them, because so often it leads to anger, and anger, if not kept in check, can lead to very unhealthy choices in our words and actions. It's a tough battle at times. Psalm 37:8 tells us to refrain from anger and worry because they only lead to evil. I also love to remind my girls of the truth in James 1:19 and how we must be slow to anger and quick to listen. Goodness, if we could all learn that one, wouldn't life be a breeze? It's a daily process of surrendering our way and following God's way, becoming more of who He wants us to be. My patience was tested recently in the checkout line. It was a day when winter weather was in the forecast, so everyone was scrambling to get milk and bread and whatever else they needed before the freezing rain began. My oldest daughter was with me, and she suggested we go through the self-checkout line. She always wants to do self-checkout. Me, on the other hand, would rather someone else do the scanning and bagging. I should have taken her advice. The store was busy, but we managed to get in a line that wasn't too long. Then a checkout light lit up a few rows down. We had a chance to move on up to first in line. We get out of line, head that way, then the light goes off. So we turn around to get back in our original line, and four people with full carts get in front of us. Oh my gosh. After we wait about 10 minutes, the light for the other lane lights up again. It's too late now. We're too far into the line and we'd never make it. So if that wasn't enough to test my patience, after we seriously wait 20 more minutes, we discover someone at the front of our line is trying to purchase over $3,000 worth of stuff on a credit card that isn't theirs. Wonderful. Our ice cream is melting, and at this point, I'm beginning to get way more vocal with my grunts and sighs. I feel my temperature rising. My fuse is running out. I'm literally about to come out of my skin. I am so inconvenienced at this moment, and I can't do anything about it. So I began talking about it to my daughter. I said, you know what? Maybe this delay is protecting us from something we can't even see. Then she begins to tell me a story she read about a businessman in New York City whose baby girl was born early on September 11, 2001. As a result, he wasn't in the Twin Towers when they fell. Perspective. It was a good moment to think about our impatience, unjustified anger, our unmet expectations, our plans and timing that get derailed at times for what could be possibly for our good. We stepped out of line and went to self-checkout. It wasn't so bad. I actually went from being frustrated and angry to smiling and enjoying scanning and bagging groceries with my girl. Oh, how my patience runs thin too often. Have you ever wondered, does God's patience run thin with us? Surely I test it at times, right? 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. God wants every single soul to be reconciled to him. Sin separates us from God. Faith in Jesus is the only way to bridge that gap. God loves you. He is a father who is patient, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness and truth, wanting every heart to believe. Still, you have a choice. That's love. It's not forced. So you see, it's not about God's patience running out. It simply comes down to how you respond. That's the truth. Consider the patience and grace of God. And maybe your patience is tested today, as it is. And if you haven't trusted, let me do that again. Sorry. Okay. Right there. Or down a little bit. There we go. God wants every single soul to be reconciled to him. Sin separates us from God. Faith in Jesus is the only way to bridge that gap. God loves you. He is a father who is patient, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness and truth, wanting every heart to believe. Still, you have a choice. That's love. It's not forced. So you see, it's not about God's patience running out. It simply comes down to how you respond. That's the truth. Consider the patience and grace of God, as maybe your patience is tested today. And if you haven't trusted Jesus with your heart, don't wait another minute. I'm Lori Klein.